Local officials around Middle Tennessee are urging the state's transportation agency to get in the game of public transit, specifically along the expressway considered the spine of Tennessee. WPLN's Maribel Knight reports on the future of I-65.
Idea number one, more public transit. That's what commuters and officials say needs to happen, and it needs to happen fast. Running 120 miles from the Alabama line to Kentucky, the local I-65 corridor is filling up with commuters heading to and from Nashville, but also to business centers in Brentwood and Cool Springs. To deal with the bottleneck, officials like Gallatin's former mayor Joanne Graves are urging the state transportation agency to expand its playbook.
The only solution is to look at some kind of public transportation system. And so from my perspective, and I think a lot of people in this room, we need TDOT to engage more on transit and not just talk about roads and bridges.
At the project's first public meeting, representatives from the Tennessee Department of Transportation explained to better manage the corridor, it's looking at more lanes, bus rapid transit, van pools, and even encouraging companies to allow more telecommuting. Still, folks kept coming back again and again to the region's lack of public transit. Scott Foster is the mayor of Hendersonville. He says TDOT needs to look at places like Denver, Colorado, with its light rail system.
We're the 10th largest city in the state in Hendersonville. I've got about 35,000 people that commute downtown every morning. It's critical. It's critical that we decide to do something more ingenious than adding another lane of traffic.
The 18-month analysis is the latest in a handful of regional congestion studies that include I-24 and I-40. TDOT says the study will be wrapped up by this time next year. For Nashville Public Radio, I'm Maribel Knight.
On Tuesday, TDOT is conducting the second of three public meetings on the I-65 study. The final meeting is scheduled for November 15th at the Williamson County Public Library.